Chapter 1. The Spirit of the River. A Journey Within. The St. John's River is more than a body of water. It's a sanctuary for the soul, a place where nature and spirit meet in quiet harmony. Flowing northward, as though gently defying the norm, the river invites those who travel its waters to embark on a journey far deeper than geography, a journey inward. There is a profound stillness that lives within the waters of the St. John's River, a quiet that calls to the soul. For me, it began as a search for stillness, an escape from the noise of everyday life. I launched my boat onto the river's glassy surface early one morning, the mist rising in swirls like whispers from an ancient time. The air was cool and heavy with the scent of damp earth and river grass. The only sound was the rhythmic dip of my oar and the occasional call of an osprey overhead. It was as though the world had paused to allow the river its song, and I had been invited to listen. One morning, as I drifted in my small skiff through a still, quiet bend of the river, I witnessed a sunrise unlike any I had ever seen. The sky turned gold and lavender, its reflection mirrored perfectly on the water. A great blue heron glided silently over the surface, its wings outstretched as if in reverence. I could feel the presence of something greater, a sacred stillness that wrapped itself around me. At that moment, the river spoke to me, not in words, but in a language only the soul understands. It was a message of connection, humility, and peace. As I drifted deeper into its winding path, I felt the pull of something beyond the physical. The towering cypress trees, their limbs adorned with Spanish moss, stood like sentinels of wisdom, their reflections perfectly mirrored on the still water. Sunlight filtered through the canopy in gentle beams, as though reaching for the surface to touch the sacred flow. Water lilies floated in quiet clusters, their blossoms turned upward in silent reverence, while the cardinal flowers painted the banks with bursts of crimson light. Then there were the manatees, gentle giants who moved through the water with an unhurried grace. I watched one surface near my skiff, its broad back breaking the mirror-like calm. With a slow, deliberate motion of its tail, it propelled itself forward, carving ripples into the river's smooth skin. Its movements were deliberate and serene, as though it carried with it a lesson: to move with intention, not haste. Watching the manatee disappear once more beneath the surface, I understood that life's currents need not be resisted. Sometimes, it's enough to trust the flow. As the sun climbed higher, the wildlife came alive around me. An egret stepped carefully along the shallows, each movement precise, its white plumage glowing against the green of the riverbank. An osprey circled high above, its wings outstretched like a prayer in motion, before it dove with stunning precision, shattering the water's surface to claim its meal. Even the turtles, sunning themselves on ancient logs, seemed to embody a lesson in presence, a reminder to bask in the light of the present moment. I anchored my boat near a quiet bend in the river where the water flowed lazily, its currents nearly imperceptible. Here, the river seemed to hum with energy, a low, steady rhythm that resonated somewhere deep within me. I closed my eyes and let the breeze carry the river's song to me, a song of patience, surrender, and trust. It was as though the river whispered that peace does not come from controlling the current, but from moving with it. I didn't fish that morning. Instead, I sat in the boat, letting the lazy river's silence speak to me. It was then I realized that the river was more than a source of fish. It was a living parable flowing with lessons about patience, humility, and surrender. The lazy river's currents, I came to understand, mirrored the currents of my own life. There were moments of turbulence and moments of calm, and through it all, the river kept flowing, unyielding and steady. Over my time, my trips to St. John transformed. They became less about the catch and more about the communion with the natural world. Each visit felt like stepping into a sacred space, where the Creator's presence was evident in every ripple and breeze. watching deer cautiously emerge from the woods or seeing an eagle perched high in a tree brought a sense of reverence and gratitude. Even the smallest creatures, like dragonflies flitting over the water, seemed to carry messages of life's delicate balance. The river also showed me its storms. One afternoon, dark clouds gathered without warning, their weight pressing low on the horizon. The wind rose, whipping the once calm waters into waves that rocked my small boat. I gripped the oars, struggling to keep steady as the rain pelted the surface. In my fear, I prayed, asking for strength and deliverance. As quickly as the storm had come, it passed, leaving the river still once more. In its wake, the air felt cleaner, the world quieter, and I understood that life's storms, too, are temporary. Even in chaos, calm is waiting on the other side. Through my time on the St. John's River, I learned that it's a living parable. Its meandering flow mirrors life itself, a journey that winds, pauses, and surges forward, always carrying us to where we need to go. The river does not force its way. It simply follows the path set before it, trusting in its course. As I paddled back to shore, the sun dipped low, and the river glowed in hues of gold and indigo. I paused one last time to take it in, the silhouettes of herons against the twilight sky, the ripples that danced in the fading light, and the gentle flow that carried on, unbothered by time. The river had become my teacher, my sanctuary, and my guide. For those who seek it, the St. John's River offers more than beauty. It offers transformation. It's a place where the noise of the world fades and the soul hears the whispers of the divine. It is a path to stillness, a mirror to our inner selves, and a reminder that life, like the river, flows best when we surrender to its rhythm. For me, the St. John's River will forever be a sacred place, a journey not just through nature, but toward the spirit within.